The magnificent messenger of Allah. The magnificent messenger of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO, the magnificent messengers and perfect prophets. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We've been discussing the life of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, where it all started off from, how it started. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, our learned scholars have been giving us a unique insight into those early events. Now to start off today's program, I've got a very special blessing of Durood-e Pak for you. Now, we all know that when a nikah is done, there is haq mehr. But do you know what the haq mehr was in the case of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha? The angels said to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that the haq mehr will be recitation of Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How amazing is that? We should all spend the maximum time reciting Durood-e Salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because we need the blessings of it. And the blessings are so immense that you couldn't even count them if you tried. Subhanallah. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The magnificent messenger of Allah.
Shabazz bhai, mashallah, you were saying something.
I was saying, mashallah, you began beautifully, alhamdulillah. And just as you were saying that, something came to my mind. I didn't think of it before. Allah, subhanallah, I knew this, but didn't I? I've read it before. But as you were saying, mashallah, just something came about. Like, wow, they were in Jannah. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, they were in Jannah. Jannah is that place where you have everything. There's nothing you need, but you have. And what sort of dowry could a person take when they've got everything?
That's a very good point, actually, because the palaces, the gold, the silver,
whatever you can think of.
And yet the dowry was so amazing that it was better than all the blessings of Jannah.
Subhanallah, and it constituted dowry, Allah.
Allah, 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 subhanallah. Now, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, what we were on is this beautiful journey in the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and how, you will remember, we learned that the shaitan, Iblis, was very upset at the honor and the privilege and the great status given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and then he refused to prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam on the command of Allah azza wa jal, and he was thrown out of Jannah and he wasn't very happy. Now, today we're going to move on that journey from there, and inshallah azza wa jal, it's going to reach its climax in that what happens next. Shabazz bhai, where do we go from there? So Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is in Jannah. The Iblis has been thrown out. He's been accursed. He's been, you know, sidelined. He's upset. What happens next? Hasn't Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam enjoying Jannah?
Yes, so Hazrat Adam alayhi salam as well as Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha.
At that early stage, was Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala
anha? This is the question which comes to mind, doesn't it? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa were ordered to enter Jannah. So some scholars state, but Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anha, she wasn't created as of yet. When was she created? So first, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he, after this event of dispelling the shaitan, etc., when he was rejected and he became mal'oon,
the outcast.
Yes, outcasted and accursed. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam goes to Jannah. Now there, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, yes, Jannah has everything, but Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was alone in Jannah. He was alone in Jannah. And whilst Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was asleep, he one time, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished for sleep to come upon him. So, and whilst he was asleep, he awoke. You've got a question, right?
The question I had was, he's in Jannah, there are all these ni'mats there. Oh, Jannah is so vast and amazing. But he had a feeling of loneliness, you mentioned.
I didn't say loneliness. He was alone.
But don't the scholars say that he felt as if something was missing?
Yes, there was something which wasn't there.
Wasn't there.
Something which was missing, as you put it. One day, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sleeping, and the next day you can say he wakes up and he sees that there's somebody next to him. And that's the first thing he asks to, "What are you?"
Yeah.
And the reply comes, "A woman." The reply comes, "A woman." And he says that, you know, "What is the reason for this?" And she says, "For you to be given comfort."
Allah.
Remember, even within the glorious Quran, we've been told that you're their clothing, they're your clothing. So one gives the other comfort, and similarly, the other gives the first comfort. And the angels, they then ask Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, "What is her name?" So doesn't that seem kind of strange? But you know, the angels are asking, "What is her name?" They're asking Hazrat Adam. He didn't even, you know, he's the one himself who's asking, "Who are you? Why have you been created?" And then the angels ask Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, why? Because they knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Hazrat Adam alayhi salam the names.
Subhanallah.
So it says her name is Hawa. They say, why is it Hawa? Because she was created from something living. Now, Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was created from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, it said the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and some of the scholars will go into more detail, they say the smallest rib. I was Googling the anatomy of the rib, just for general information. Allahu alam as to the reality. But we have 12 ribs, and there's the upper, the seven, which are known as the true ones. And it said the smallest of all the ribs is the first rib. And it said from the left side, so it'll be the left side to it and the right side. From the left side, the smallest rib was that from which Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was created.
Subhanallah.
And possibly the first rib, Allahu alam though, as to which rib. The scholars mentioned the smallest. And there's many things we can say about this. One is nowadays science. You know, who would have ever imagined that, you know, create one thing from another thing? Human being from another human being. And now we hear much more of that. So Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was created from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and they both lived in Jannah.
Okay. No. So he has this feeling that something's missing, and Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam go to sleep, they wake up and they find this amazing creation of Allah Azza wa Jal next to him, and they automatically know the name. The angels don't look at the high status of their knowledge, and then you said that this, she said, "I was created for your comfort." And the scholars, don't they write that likewise, as you said, that these are clothing for each other, they are libas, they are coverings for one another.
This is in the Quran.
And more importantly, Mufti Qasim Sahib Dhamgar Khatmul Aliya writes that actually, whereas a wife obeys and brings peace and tranquility to the house and soul and mind of the husband, at the same time, the duties upon the husband are the same, plus more, because he has to protect the rights of the wife and make sure that he does not transgress those rights. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time and time again, gave us the glad tidings of this relationship, but not only that, but warned us against committing injustices against your partners. And it all stems back from that early words of Hazrat Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, yes. And nowadays, and not very long ago, since women first had their rights as suffragettes, which we had in this country, in other countries, if you look back in history, women were truly given rights from Islam, by Muslims, by Islam itself. And this is, what, over 1400 years ago. SubhanAllah, we're in a new year now, aren't we? Moving on. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, they are in Jannah. Now, another question arises as to how long did they spend in Jannah? It's stated in one hadith that Khuliqa Adam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, was created the day of Friday. And in other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi tells us about the Khairul Ayyam, the best of days, and that is the day of Jum'ah. And why? Because fihi Khuliqa Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created on a Friday.
Yeah. Question, I mean, we all know about this, and the viewers of Madni channel will know about this, that there is this incident in Jannah where Allah Azza wa Jalla says to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, go into Jannah, enjoy the blessings of it. Everything is there for you except from this tree. Don't go near it.
That's it.
So they have this vast garden, they have these amazing things, and that's the only thing that is prohibited to them.
Yes.
But then we know that something happened as a result of which Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was sent down to the earth. What happened, Shabazbi?
So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he ate from a tree. I'm not saying that tree, because this is what this entire thing evolves around. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember, every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sinless.
Bishak.
Not only are they sinless, it's impossible for them to commit sins. They are known as ma'asum, which many people will say, and yeah, some people misunderstand this term, but what ma'asum means, especially when it comes to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is for the prophets of Allah, this is what we must remember. Yes, the angels are not able to commit sin. Now, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people use the same word. It's not the same word. They are mahfuz. They are protected. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't call them ma'asum. So this is something which is specific for the anbiya alayhim salatu salam, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that they are not able to commit major sins, minor sins. Even those things which are not in accordance with their honor, they refrain from such. We can never blame the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu.
This is a very important point, Shabazz, because in this era of social media that we live in, the people who have access to the mass crowds out there are not scholars of deen. These are people that are not educated, who don't have the correct beliefs, and they will say whatever they think. And nauzubillah, the era that we live in, not only is it the glorious Sahaba Ikram, the companions that are belittled or attacked, or the Ahlul Bayt, the Athar, but now the situation is reaching such dire, serious situations where people are criticizing the actions of a prophet of Allah. And viewers of Madni channel, this is so important that your iman rests upon it. No prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal can commit a sin. Anybody who says that a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has committed a sin, his iman is in danger. And you know what they do is that when they commit a wrong, they say, well, who are we? You know, and then, nauzubillah, they refer back to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and say, well, he committed sins.
So now we need to understand, what is it? No, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, as we said, the prophets are sinless. So some people will be thinking, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam was prohibited. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Adam, Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, do not come close to this tree. Now, there's something which is known as a sin. There's something else which is known as a khata. A khata is a mistake. And for some individuals, a khata is a ijtihadi khata. A person who has reached a level, and no doubt every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they have reached such a status of knowledge, this is not anybody saying, oh yes, you know, nowadays people call Tom, Zed and Harry a mujtahid, but it's when he reached such a rank, and this is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all people. So this was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. This was, as you can say, a misunderstanding. Hazrat Adam, there's different interpretations given. One interpretation given is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, don't come closer, don't eat from this tree, we can put it as. Don't eat from this tree. Now, this tree could be one specific tree. It could be one specific tree. Or it could be an entire genus, as a jinns, as we would call it, an entire genus, this type of tree. Mm. So for example, olive tree. So there's one olive tree which is in my garden. And there's also millions of, by the way, I don't have an olive tree in my garden. This is an example. There's one olive tree in my garden and there's millions of other olive trees. Now, I'm thinking, is it this olive tree which is in my garden that I'm prohibited to eat from? Or is it all of the trees? So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he understood this to be that this specific one tree. So he did not eat from that tree, but he ate from another tree which is similar to it. As for the question as to what type of tree that was, some would state it was a fig tree. Some would, and there's a few different interpretations, some would even say wheat.
But even then, Shabazz, didn't the scholars write that when Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was obviously staying away from this, but the shaitan actually yes. intervened because he said this tree is something special, and still then he could say what he wants. There was something very specific which actually led Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam down this path.
What did you tell us?
That was the shaitan saying, Wallahi, by Allah, yes. I swear by Allah that what I am telling you is the truth. And he was a deceiver and a liar. He'd already been humiliated with the angels and the prostration. So he came back into Jannah.
So Mufti Sahib writes in the book that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he would admit, one thing is saying a statement, another thing is adding the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the author of Allah ta'ala to it. Because Adam alayhi salam had not a person who has so much husni then, so much love for someone. You think, how can a person ever do such?
And there's something more subtle there as well, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that the first lie as well?
Yes, the lie of breaking of an oath, the lie of shaitan.
Because obviously Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam has just been created. We've been through that process in the last few weeks. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha is created. At the moment, they're both together. There's no concept of lying between them. There's nothing like that. And so this Malone comes along and he then introduces, he makes up this story or tries to push them towards this shajar, this tree. But at the same time, they weren't going to have it. But he swears by the Creator.
Gee.
And that, isn't that what the scholars say? That was the bit that Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, because when you mention the name of your beloved to somebody who's madly in love, and we'll come to this later on, because even at the time of departure from this world of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was happy because he wanted to go back to Allah. He wanted to return to his Lord. So, you know, mentioning all of a sudden, if you are, you know, in a beautiful place, but somebody mentions somebody you love, you'd be happy, you'd be ecstatic. Shaitan says, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, I'm telling you the truth. As they say, Adam alayhi salam wasn't going to challenge.
The promise was to, you'll either become an angel or you'll be eternal.
Yes.
So this way it was, and this is eternal also in the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, immortal the word he used. But then there's a few questions here. One is, the shaitan himself was outcasted, as we said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was expelled or he was exiled. So how did he whisper to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha? And this is a question which many people ask. To this, there are a few answers. One question is in regards to this Jannah. Which Jannah was it? Because in Jannah, a person doesn't sleep. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam slept. In Jannah, a person, shaitan doesn't enter Jannah. In Jannah, there's no prohibitions. You're allowed to eat from anything you wish.
Oh, that's very interesting.
In Jannah, a person, once upon having entered, they never leave too. So Mufti Sahib and Mufti Qasim Sahib mentioned as one call in their book. They mentioned the call that this was the Jannat al-Ma'wa. Now, as for the question of all these things, how did all these things take place? What he mentions is, the reason he gives for this is that all of these things we've heard about Jannah, this is for after Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, when the Day of Judgment takes place and people shall enter Jannah, this is for then. Not for what
the early stages,
yes. This is one interpretation. Other scholars and even Tabi'un, great companions, etc. One's Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala. He states that, no, this is a Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created specifically for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is one, and there's many opinions, by the way. So the first question is, which Jannah was this? Secondly, how did the shaitan enter that? So now there's a few reasons given. One is that Shaitan, with his ability, just via his speech, his voice, he was able to speak to them. They were able to hear him. He was able to get to them just via his voice. So he could have been standing at the doors. It's possible that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa, they came close to the doors sometime, and the Shaitan would whisper. This is one possibility. Another, some people say, for example, Imam Baydawi rahmallahu ta'ala, he says many, but he says, Allahu a'lam, this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But some of the scholars have given some possibilities, you know, some possible, you know, those things which it could take place. Yes, could have happened. One of those is that the Shaitan placed himself into a snake, into a she-snake. And the she-snake entered. And then the Shaitan exited and first incited Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. So this is known that first he incited Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was the first to eat from it. And then she incited Hazrat Adam and she said, look, I've eaten from it. There's nothing, there's no harm in this one. It's not the same one. It's not the same one. We're okay to eat from this. So, and then he says, okay, then it seems like it's fine. You know, you've eaten from it, no problem. So maybe it is right. So maybe we can eat from this. Maybe it is allowed. So then he eats from it too. So this is one another possibility. And another is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expelled him. But what does this mean? This meant that yes, he was expelled, meaning his previous honor which he possessed, whenever he would come into a Jannah, or possibly that Jannah, he would come with respect, with honor. He would be invited in. You know, he would be given, you could say, some sort of, when a person, a special guest comes in, they come with respect and honor, and they, you know, they're invited in, etc. But after this occurrence, yes, he was allowed to enter, but not with that respect or honor, but rather with humiliation.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Secretly hiding, you know, on a left, wasn't
and the, there? And there was a bigger picture here, wasn't there? Because when Allah Azza wa Jal did the mashwara with the angels, said, I want to place my vicegerent, yes, my khalifa on the earth.
Ardi. Fil on ardi. The earth, yes.
On the earth. Yet Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is in Jannah. So the shaitan is allowed to enter. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam performed certain actions, which then the Quran says, this is so amazing if you go into the depth of it. The Quran says there was no fault on the part of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The Quran testifies to, yes, that. And like you said, you know, anybody who says, Nauzubillah, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam committed a sin, who is foolish and he's away from the Quran. So any Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal is perfect and sinless and free from any defect whatsoever. Now, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam performs this action, and then is brought to, you know, onto the earth. And then if it was something bad, there's a very beautiful example that some scholars give. And they say, look, if you have committed, na'uzubillah, wrong, say, and you are suspended, when you're reinstated, you've got to be reinstated to the same position, haven't you? You won't be raised a few ranks, will you?
Yes.
When Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was sent to the earth, you know, before this happening, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal in Jannah. But when through the wasila of a very special personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's actions, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his repentance, at that stage, he isn't just put back, okay, go back to Jannah. No, 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 no. He is now given the khilafat of everything, and he becomes Abul Bashir. So he's raised in rank so high that now you can look back and see that actually those actions had a lot of wisdom in them.
SubhanAllah, there's so much to be said about that. It's also said that when he left us one individual or a couple, him and Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu anha, but when they're going to return, they're going to return with 120
suffs. Yeah.
Yes,
and how big each one is, Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But we were skipping a bit. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa radhiyallahu anha, they ate. And as soon as they ate, their clothes were removed. And they quickly, from the leaves of fig tree, is mentioned, so the scholars say, the fig tree, they quickly covered their private parts. And Mufti Sahib mentioned something beautiful in this, and this is what that is within our nature the nature of a human being for us to be worried about disclosing our private parts.
Haya. Allah.
Yes, haya, modesty. So this is within the nature of the people. And this is a huge lesson for, because nowadays this is what's happening. We, you know, clothes are becoming less and less. And
this is a lesson for us as well. When you perform sins, you lose that nur. When you go towards immodesty, you lose that nur. And you can feel it in your heart as well. Those brothers who spend night after night sitting there watching the wrong thing on television, going through their Facebook, it's actually very, very addictive. A lot of people, I know, alhamdulillah, I don't have TikTok or anything like that, but they're on there 24/7, just watching one video over the other, and hours go by, they say, you know. And I've met people at Makkatul Mukarramah even who said, we're addicted to this. Things like Facebook, you know, when you're scrolling down and it just carries on and on and on. And they say we're addicted to that. And what Shaitan has done now, and you know, when people come out of it, they think, yeah, but I really spent 3 hours clips, yeah? And what this does is, as soon as you've gone into that, towards that, this is the trap of the Shaitan, you've fallen in, he's covered you. Mm. And then 3 hours later, when you've actually thought, where have I spent the last, yeah, have I done that again? And this is the Shaitan, and this is the waswasa. And what it takes away is the nur.
It's like, Haruba, if you were to be living in a very, very nice, clean house, and you were to go somewhere, where it smells really bad, there's a stench coming, you would be really taken aback by that stench. You would, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But then if you were forced to live in that place, you wouldn't even realize there's any smell there.
You get used to it.
Because you get used to it. So the same happens with our sins. When we commit sins, initially, the first thing we commit, we think, oh, damn, this is how much time I've wasted. Or this is how much I've done. But when we waste so much, now we don't even realize just how much time has gone.
But coming back to what we were discussing, Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala, from this action, their aura is revealed, they cover themselves with leaves, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla asks them the question, I commanded you not to go near this tree. And here's a very interesting part. And I think this is perhaps one of the second to last things. I want to discuss one more thing before we finish today and move on to our next segment. But at that point, when Allah Azza wa Jal says, okay, I ordered you not to go near this shajar, what was the response of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? He was regretful, remorseful. Yes. He was upset that he had disobeyed the Creator.
It's mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentions that the amount Hazrat Adam alayhi wasallam cried.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the crying.
This is still there in Jannah. The earth is separate. The scholars write two separate.
There's two opinions as to whether he was he. Now, when we say repented, this is, in fact, another important point we need to mention. It doesn't mean repented from a sin. Now, there are some things which, one thing which is a sin, as we said, that Adam alayhi salam did not commit a sin. But another is when you are at such a level, and sometimes you're to commit such an action, which, okay, it's not a sin, it's not something wrong, but for you, it would have been better not to do it.
Even beyond that, Shabazz, we're sorry to interrupt you, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best and most perfect of creation, said, I repent in the court of my Creator 70 times a day. And na'udzubillah min zalik, that doesn't mean that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had any sort of defect or anything else. What it was is that this was the way that the highest status, the best of creation, is grateful in the court of the Creator for all the blessings. So when Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, at that point, it turns towards Allah. Allah asks the question. He doesn't say, well, I made a mistake, I thought it was a different tree, or the shaitan swore by you, ya Allah. No. This was the amazing status and character and the amazing knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that he said, Malik, I've done wrong. Now let's pause there for a second. Let's go back to when Allah Azza wa Jal asked Iblis the same question.
Yes.
He said, Iblis, I ordered you to prostrate. What did he do? He tried to justify his actions, didn't he? Sayyidina Adam al-Islam could have done, you know, you've given all the examples, but he didn't. Yeah. He said, Malik, guilty. And this is the beauty of it. He was sinless, but he was prepared to repent in the court of the Creator. Yes. Exactly. And yet, the one who was full of sins and full of mistakes and full of arrogance and full of pride, he...
Well, that's the difference, isn't it? Sometimes there would be, for example, let's just say there's two sons to a father. One could think, oh, no, there's no harm. Sometimes something happens. Both children have done something. And one will come to the father and be like, oh, I feel so, so bad. I shouldn't have done that. We've done nothing wrong. We've done nothing wrong. So there's two ways of doing it, isn't there? There's a shaitan on the one hand. Not that the sons are anything, but just an example. The shaitan on the one hand is Adam alayhi salam on the other. The shaitan, how did he react? He gave a reason. He justified it. And a false analogy is what he gave.
Yeah.
And then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he repented, although it wasn't a sick, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Now the question is, and again there's a difference, was he forgiven immediately in Jannah? Or was it on the earth? Some would say in Jannah, some would say on the earth. But then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were sent to the earth. And should we leave
who
it
was,
there?
Who was sent where? Very quickly.
Okay. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent to possibly India.
Yes.
That's what the scholars say. Nice.
Yeah.
And Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, some of the scholars say that to Jeddah.
Jeddah near Makkah.
And then they both met at Arafah.
They then spent some time looking for each other as well. And in that is a very interesting psychology and philosophy. Viewers of Madni Channel, we're going to take this great story of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, try and get it to its climax next week. We've got some very interesting battles between children and how things progressed on the earth and how the progeny of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam spread throughout and how when he departed from this world, he said to his offspring, that the messengers of Allah Azzawajal, the prophets of Allah Azzawajal, will come to guide you in different languages, in different types, in different times, but follow them. And this is where we're going to take it from next week. May Allah Azzawajal protect us from all the fitnas of the shaitan. And may Allah Azzawajal protect us from any viruses. And inshallah Azzawajal, we will see you next week. Salu alal Habib.
The magnificent messenger of Allah. The magnificent messenger of Allah.